Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, team? Welcome to the Wellness Check-In Club, the podcast where we practice self-care on the go and give you actionable wellness tips in less than 15 minutes.
Hello, and welcome to the club. Here is a real-life reflection on how I'm feeling right now. I woke up today and I felt so balanced. I didn't force myself to work on anything as soon as I woke up. I was literally in bed until 11:30 a.m. And usually I'm up by like 7 a.m. at the latest because I'm always like, go, go, go. Got to do this. Got to get this done. But I've been feeling so great about every aspect of my life besides like boys. But, you know, that's always just going to be a struggle, I think. But other than that, like, I've been feeling really great about every other aspect of my life. Friendships, family relationship, work, my side things, like Wellness Check-In Club. Yeah, this is a side thing. But I wish it was my main thing. And then I also started another contract job. My dog, my eating patterns, like there's just so many great, like, exercise, there's so many things that are going great for me right now, and I just feel really good. So what I encourage you to do is check in with how you're feeling, whether that's good or whether that's bad or disappointed or proud. Check in with how it feels to be you right now. And I do this often, and typically I don't feel this good. That's why I'm making this episode, because I feel like I usually am checking in with myself at the point of feeling shitty and just bad about myself. And then that doesn't really motivate me to check in with myself in the good moments, because most often when we're journaling and when we're reflecting, it's at a low moment because we feel like we want to get out of it or we feel like we want to work through it. But I think that there's so much power in reflecting on the positive moments and the celebratory moments, because we don't really get those as often also. And when we start to celebrate these little things and these accomplishments of when we're feeling good, it can start to change how we view our day-to-day life. Because now I know going into this week, when things are, like, when I start to perceive things as going poorly, I can point to all the other things that are going wonderfully in my life. And that feels really good to me. So this is your quick little mindset hack to check in with yourself. And if you're struggling to start with checking in with yourself, the first thing that you want to ask yourself is, how am I actually doing? Check in, see how are you actually doing? And maybe assign like a feeling or a word to that, so you have something to associate for the rest of the exercise. And then after you do that, start to think about how you've been taking care of yourself lately. And if you haven't been taking care of yourself and you feel like you've been neglecting yourself, that's going to indicate that there's an opportunity to change and start to implement some of your self-care toolkit, some of those wellness practices that feel good to you. And then after that, we can start to make an action plan. So if you're feeling really good, maybe that's celebrating it more. Maybe that's taking note of how it feels to be you. Maybe it's calling your friends and telling them how much you appreciate them and that you want to celebrate them. You know, like, there's so many fun things that you can do. When you're not feeling great and you've checked in with yourself and you want to work through it, then you can make a plan of how you're going to take care of yourself. Maybe it's time to like splurge on a little self-care. Maybe you want to get a massage. I did that a couple weeks ago, and I think that that's attributing to me feeling good. And if you're not feeling like splurging or spending money, or that's just not an option right now, how can you take care of yourself every day for 5 minutes? So maybe that's giving yourself a foot massage in bed. Maybe that's taking a little bit of a longer shower so you feel more relaxed. Maybe it's drinking your cup of coffee mindfully every morning so you have some space and time for yourself. There are so many things that we can do that cost literally $0, but they could mean $1 million to you. I don't know if that sentence made any sense, but anyways, I think that you deserve the world. I think that you deserve to feel wonderful and amazing and just glorious every morning, but I know that that's not always the case. And this is your reminder, if you've been feeling poopy or shitty or just ick, that you are more than enough. Everything that you're doing is working out for you in some way. It's all part of life. And it's so important to acknowledge that the low moments help us experience the highs and that we can continue to be humble and kind humans in the high moments. And you just are a wonderful human. Whoever you are listening to this, I love you so much. Remember, you can always reach out to me at Wellness Check-In Club on Instagram, wellnesscheckinclub@gmail.com, wellnesscheckinclub.com. There's so many ways that we can connect, and I'd absolutely love to be your friend. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope that you have the best day ever.